Colorado River water shortage declaration means water cuts. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. The Interior Department last month declared the first Colorado River water shortage, resulting in further water allocation cuts for farmers and ranchers. Farm Bureau Associate Economist Danny Munch says a shortage is declared when Lake Mead at Hoover Dam falls below water elevation of 1,075 feet.
As of last week, the elevation was 1,068 feet, or 35% of the total capacity of Lake Mead. An important distinction here, though, is that Arizona and Nevada were already in drought contingency plans, which is not an official shortage, but includes mandatory cuts.
Under the regulations, Arizona will lose 18% of its water allocation, and Nevada will lose about 7%.
And combined, those states generate over $6 billion in agricultural receipts, including $1.1 billion in cattle and calves, nearly $1 billion in dairy products, and $3.5 billion in crops. Arizona on its own produces half of the nation's lettuce, 20% of the nation's spinach, and a slew of other fruits and vegetables. And further cuts would really threaten the operations of thousands of farmers and ranchers across the region, especially as cuts deepen to other states like California.
Farmers in the Upper Basin are dealing with water cutbacks as well.
The Upper Basin spans Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and a small northeast piece of Arizona. Lake Powell at Glen Canyon Dam has fortunately been able to remain above the minimum threshold limit of 3,525 feet, but that's still only 32% of its total capacity.
Pray for rain. Produced by the Ag Information Network.